Listen, it's been a busy few weeks, Mark, just getting ready, but we're putting the final touches to it now, and we're pretty much set now to go on Friday night. It's going to be a huge night. It's the 50th anniversary, so it's a very special occasion, and we're expecting around 600 guests to the banquet. So listen, there's a lot of stuff has been put together in terms of the organisation to hopefully make it a big night now on Friday night.
Yeah, you're all set. On the night, there are 37 categories up for grabs. Two winners have already been announced, though, with Niamh McLaughlin and Katrina Jennings already named as award winners.
Yeah, Katrina obviously had a hugely successful year with us, especially on the international circuit with that 100-mile run in the US. And, of course, Niamh has been starring in Australia and the Aussie football. And there is one other as well, Mark. Since that, we had the Hall of Fame. We announced the Hall of Fame there about 2 weeks ago. And Eamon Harvey from Kilconnelly AC in Donegal Town is going to be the next inductee into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, Eamon Harvey is a legend in Donegal athletics, not alone Donegal, but across the country and abroad. He's coached Irish teams at Olympics and Paralympics. So we're looking forward to having Eamon there and a very deserving recipient of the Hall of Fame.
For sure. Something that always sticks out to me when I'm going through these awards is how prominent the school sports are. And these awards are a great way of recognising some of the great work being done in schools around the county, not only by the young athletes, but also the teachers that put so much into it as well.
Yes, schools has been a huge part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, Mark, going back to the very early years. I think the first award for schools was in 1977, and the County Council got involved at that time as the sponsor of the schools. And the schools thing has grown over the years. We have nine categories for between primary and secondary. And it's a very important part of the awards, and it's a very important part of the banquet night, because those young people, boys and girls, that come to the banquet on Friday night, they're going to be there. They're going to be seeing the adult stars there from the different sports, and it's something for them to aspire to. And listen, we have a track record over the years of those people that have achieved at schools going on to achieve then at county, provincial, national and international level. So, it's a great starting point, and it's a very important part of the Donegal Sports Star Awards.
And we did touch on it a wee bit earlier, but a man that has contributed so much to athletics over the years is going to be the 50th inductee into the Donegal Sports Star Hall of Fame. It's a big night for Eamon Harvey.
Yeah, it's a big night for Eamon Harvey. It's a big night for his family, his friend, and Kilconnelly AC. Eamon Harvey has been an integral part of athletics in South Donegal going back over 50 years. And he was involved in the formation of the Kilconnell Club. He was then involved in coaching at provincial and national level, and he progressed then to coaching Irish teams at Paralympics and Olympic Games. And I suppose one of the highlights, Mark, of all that was in 1996 out in Atlanta, where he was with the Paralympic team, and one of the people that he trained, Brady Lynch, from St. Johnson, won an Olympic medal that year. So that's the scale and the stature of Eamon Harvey. He gave a lot to the sport, also at school, at Abbey Vocational School, where he was a teacher for 35 years. And even when he retired, he went on to be a development officer for Athletics Ireland and Ulster, promoting athletics all the time. And listen, we're delighted. The committee was delighted to choose Eamon Harvey this time to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we're looking forward to seeing him there on Friday night with his family and friends. The Hall of Fame is the penultimate award of the night, and it's the one, I suppose, apart from the overall, where people get to their feet to recognise somebody who has given so much to sport over such a long period of time.
Yeah, Eamon will be there, and he'll be delighted to pick up that award. Another man that will be there, special guest on the night, is none other than Brian Kerr. Great to have a man like that on board to present the winners their awards.
Yeah, I mean, we're delighted to get a special guest of the calibre of Brian Kerr. And I suppose Brian needs little introduction, especially to football followers. I mean, his track record and management from St. Patrick's Athletic to Irish international youth teams to the Irish senior team. It speaks for itself, and we're delighted that he'll be with us. I suppose Brian, in more recent times, is known for his his analyst work with Virgin Media, covering Premiership matches and covering the games in Europe as well. So, yeah, we're delighted to have him. And Brian has a lot of connections with Donegal because way back he was the manager of the National Irish Technical Colleges teams. So there was a number of players from Donegal who played under Brian on international teams. And so, listen, he has a lot of connections with Donegal and we're looking forward to having him there. And he'll be a good guest to have that a wee talk to as well.
That's it. So there's always a massive crowd at these events, Declan. I'm sure you're expecting a big crowd again this Friday. And you're looking for the guests to arrive there in good time. What are the recommendations?
Well, I suppose, first of all, it's for people to give themselves plenty of time to get there, to drive safely. Parking around the hotel is going to be at a premium. There's also roadworks continuing there on the Ballyrain Road. So we're asking people to get there as early as possible. The doors will open at 5:30. So we're asking people to be there, at least start coming in from around 6:00. We hope to start, and we would plan to start at 7:00 sharp. So just ask people to leave plenty of time for their journeys, get there early and enjoy, soak up the atmosphere before we get started. We'll have 15 awards before the meal, and then we'll do the rest of the awards then after the meal, along with a chat to Brian Kerr as well. So that's the message. Just get there. We have a big crowd. Listen, we're on around 600 again this year, so that's a lot of people. And so it takes time to get there, and just bear in mind that parking will be. We have secured extra parking across the road from the hotel as well, but it will be all needed, Mark.